Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininem Hangsin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in East Champaran district. In a major initiative to boost rail connectivity in Bihar, the Prime Minister will flag off four new Amrit Bharat trains, which will connect important cities of Bihar to other parts. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Motihari. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation multiple rail projects. Prime Minister Modi will also visit West Bengal today. After a gap of a few weeks, Centre's representative for Naga Peace Talks, A.K. Mishra, held a joint meeting with representatives of Naga political groups in Chumukedima yesterday and discussed the political solution of Naga issues. Officials said that two factions of the working committee of the Naga national political groups, one led by N. Kito Vijimomi and the other by Nyokpao Konyak and Alezo Venu, met Mr. Mishra. Sources said that Mr. Mishra is likely to hold meetings with representatives of the National Socialist Council of Nagaland K. Nikki Group during his current visit. Mr. Mishra, who arrived in Nagaland on July 16, also held a separate meeting with the leadership of the Isak Muiva faction of the NSCN, NSCN-IM, the dominant Naga group. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative healthcare for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. He added that all these Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are also equipped with teleconsultancy facilities.
ने तय किया है कि हर व्यक्ति का 30 साल की उम्र में उसका डेंटल चेकअप, मेंटल चेकअप, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा। तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया है।
Advisor for Civil Administration, Works Division and Taxes, Kudejo Kamo, conducted an inspection of the ongoing construction of the Deputy Commissioner's Office Complex and Administrative Officers' Quarters in Seminyu, as well as the new DC Office Complex in Woka. During the visit, Advisor Kamo emphasized the importance of expediting the construction for early completion, noting that timely delivery of key infrastructure is vital for efficient governance, especially in newly formed districts like Seminyu. At the Woka site, Mr. Kamo expressed satisfaction over the swift land acquisition, timely preparation of the detailed project report, and the commencement of construction. The advisor reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening governance through quality infrastructure under the leadership of Chief Minister Nipi Rio. The Naga People's Front NPF Central Team concluded its state tour at Bandari yesterday, with party leaders and members from various ranks reaffirming the party's growing momentum and commitment to its core mission. NPF President Apong Pongoner reiterated the NPF's founding vision of achieving peace through faith, non-violence and called for unity among Nagas across all regions. Mr. Pongoner noted the party's growing popularity in Manipur and expressed hope of expanding its base to Arunachal Pradesh. NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumbemo Kikon underscored the need for strong regional leadership to safeguard Naga identity, culture and interests. A total blockade of the Kohima to Jesami Road NH29 called by aggrieved landowners affected by the two-lane road construction under packages 2, 3, 4 and 5 began peacefully yesterday. The landowners stated that the protests will continue as they await the outcome of a meeting convened by the Deputy Commissioner of PEC today at 10:30 a.m. involving all stakeholders in the compensation dispute. Meanwhile, the landowners have appealed for public understanding and urged commuters to take alternative routes to avoid inconvenience along the affected stretch of NH29. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.